Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around, whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to see you guys. Man, that sucked. 49ers drop an easy game. It was but you just couldn't capitalize on anything. Lawrence is not a defensive coordinator. I don't know what to say. Like, when the game is on the line, every single team that we play in the fourth quarter knows exactly what the 49ers defense is going to do. Every single game. Everybody knows exactly what coverage is and blitzes and all those things are coming your way. Nick Sorensen telegraphs everything. All he does is give up points in the fourth quarter. You had an 11-play drive to end the third quarter. Terrible defense down the stretch. You had an 11-play drive to end the game. Zero adjustments. Literally none. He brought a nickel pressure one time, and it was telegraphed from the jump, and they hit the Jackson Smith and Jigba just in the flats. Like, it was the easiest thing ever. Geno Smith just carved you up, Nick Sorensen. Like, good Lord. So my overall takeaway is this. Offensively, we're inept. It's terrible. You have Juwan Jennings. George Kittle is so valuable to this team. And whenever he wasn't out there, it totally killed him. Juwan Jennings is awesome. But you only have two good offensive linemen, okay? Jake Brendel, absolutely dog trash all game. Aaron Banks, I think, had the worst game of his entire career. Colton McKivitz ruined two drives all by himself that both should have got points on. So you're operating with 40% quality offensive lineman, Trent Williams, Dominic Booney, but you have Aaron Banks that is awful. Contract year, let that dude go. Do not sign him back. Like, he's a gaucho. I get it. He's tough. He plays through injuries. I get it. He sucks. He's not a good football player. Jake Brendel, I don't know why we just let this guy continue to play. Meanwhile, John Feliciano's just chilling at home, ready to go. He's better than all three of those guys, has been his entire career. We're not touching him. So worst game of his career. Jake Brindle watching guys get tackled, watching Brock get hit, causing penalties, ruining plays. And then you've got Colton McKivitz, who's probably the best of those three. Still terrible. Still so bad. So many penalties, gave up a sack, all those things. So offensively, your biggest issue is your offensive line sucks. This is the most offensive line friendly scheme in the entire NFL, Kyle Shanahan. It's the easiest. But you've got three out of five offensive linemen that suck. So bad that when George Kittle's out, you have to but you move Jalen Moore to your number two tight end spot. He did all right. There were some misses for sure, but it's just bad. Eric Saubert, not a good football player, was awful. Penalties. Ugh. It's just bad. Debo, where were you, man? He made a couple plays early in the game, completely disappeared, and maybe you win the game if Brock Purdy, who I think actually played fairly well, not great, not bad. Like, you don't put this game on Brock. But down fourth quarter, you run drift. You have the clear out route. Debo's on the other side in breaker. He's got maybe a step or two. But for Debo, that's good against man coverage. Brock throws it way behind him. Like, he catches that ball. Game's probably over at that point. But that's just not what happened. The 49ers continue just to find ways to lose games. And it's three division games that it's been like. All three division opponents should have beat the Cardinals with ease. You control the game, the tempo, the whole game. You let them come back, and you let them beat you. Against the Rams, control the tempo the entire game. You're in complete control. Let them come back and beat you. Against the Seattle Seahawks, control the game, tempo the entire game. Let them come back and beat you. This is what happens when you have terrible coordinators. Nick Sorensen is a terrible coordinator. Terrible. You're not 29th. Again, remember, Steve Wilks, who everybody hated, was number one in the NFL in fourth quarter scoring last year. Number one for the entirety of the season. All this guy has done, Nick Sorensen, is give up points late with zero adjustments down the fourth quarter. That's it. That's it. So you only have two good offensive linemen. You only have one good coordinator. Was this a good Kyle Shanahan game? No, it wasn't. But whenever you have a special teams coordinator, which oddly enough, the special teams huge. Imagine what that would do for us. That you see the kickoff returns that were just dog trash. You had two returns from Isaac Rando not getting past the 30. You had a kick to Jordan Mason who bobbled it and knocked the ball out at the 27. Like, just lots of just hidden yardage that the 49ers just, you get nothing out of it. And so whenever you have two terrible coordinators, you have three terrible offensive linemen. Your number two tight end is literally just a replacement player in Eric Saubert. That hurts big time as well. I don't know, man. Somebody's got to make a play. Your first round pick that you spent all that draft capital on, zero catches today. That hurts. It hurts. Juwan Jennings is him. No doubt about it. I mean, Juwan Jennings is unreal. The wide receivers are getting no separation, and Brock Purdy's doing the best that he can out there. The interception to CMC definitely was a game-changing moment. That was a weird freak play. CMC doesn't look like CMC. Yeah, he's great. Should he be out there all the time? Yes. But you put Jordan Mason in the game for two plays. Two plays. He rushed for 12 yards on the back-to-back plays. Then you never went back to him ever. You put Isaac Rendo in there late. Actually had a decent blitz pickup, so I don't want to, like, put it on him or whatever, but it's just like, you actually had some things that were working. You never went back to them. You didn't run one screen in the game really at all. And Niners gave this game away. I don't know how else to say it. And whenever you put the entire season into perspective, you've now lost three games in the division. Like, you can't get those back. You just got shown up at home by Geno Smith. Like, do you understand how bad and how embarrassing that is? It's embarrassing. Geno Smith sucks, man. He's not a good quarterback at all. Literally throwing touch, like, interceptions to Isaac Yiadom, who actually I don't think played bad. He had that one terrible play, but whatever. Sean, appreciate the super chat. He says, don't care. Team is done. They earned this misery. 100%. You do not invest in the offensive line. You think Jake Brindle's good. You think Aaron Banks is good. You think Colt McKivitz is good. You provide them extensions. You stay with those guys. You brought this on. Brian Schneider, offensive special teams coordinator, he showed you how terrible he was. You stayed with him. Defensive coordinator, good Lord. What do you need to see to think that Brian Schneider or Nick Sorensen are good options? What do you need to see? What do you need to see? I just really don't understand so much of this. The 49ers have brought this on themselves. Now, real quick, I want to get to some more of these questions and comments. Real quick, word from our sponsor.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to the Casio G-Shock. Thanks to its legendary toughness and timekeeping autonomy, it's no secret why the mighty G-Shock has earned its place on the wrist of weekend warriors, first responders, and militaries all over the world. But there's levels to this stuff. And there's a little-known collection of top-shelf G-Shock watches made for folks who crave the very best for everything in life. It's called the MRG. This flagship line of G-Shock watches takes the most cutting edge of tech G-Shock has to offer and blends it with the highest levels of traditional Japanese craftsmanship. We're talking about hybrid titanium and Kobarian case construction with artisanal armor-like flourishes, all honed like the edges of a samurai sword. Every beloved reference in the G-Shock collection gets coveted MRG treatment. From the original square case digital reference from 1983 to the beloved analog Frogman dive watch, all the way up to the newest fan favorite, the MRG B2100, with its octagonal bezel and its wild interlocking beams dial. Discover the full range this holiday season at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next G-Shock order.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything. From brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
MyBookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS49ers or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, a couple things, comments that I want to get to. Ed says, you know, the worst offensive line play I've ever seen. This was bad. It was terrible. Now, Seattle has invested Leonard Williams, obviously the first-round pick. They go get Byron Murphy. They've invested a lot there. Second-round picks, all that stuff. What do? We invest in wide receivers, man. That's what we do. The 49ers spend all of their draft capital, all of their salary cap capital on wide receivers. What happens? Deebo, 3 catches for 20 yards. Ayuk not playing. And Ricky Pearsall, 0 catches. Like, do you understand how much draft and financial capital is spent on those two things? Defensive line, meanwhile, Nick Bosa goes out late in the fourth. Had probably one of his best games of his career. Couldn't finish after the celebration dance. You know, he was hurt on the play, whatever. Defensive line went down. Leonard Floyd stepped up a little bit there. But, like, come on, man. We stopped investing in the line. We stopped. Completely stopped. And that's hurting this team. Right here, observe. Yeah, Geno walk off TV. That's been said one time in the NFL history, and it happened against us. I cannot believe you just allowed Geno Smith to come into your house and do that to you. That's on you. That's a terrible quarterback. That is a terrible quarterback. They're probably going to give him an extension, which is good. And maybe the 49ers this year, you know, you got 11 draft picks next year. It's definitely not time to start, like, tanking or whatever else. You're right outside the playoff window. Do I think the 49ers will make the playoffs? I disagree. Probably not. Now, if you look at, again, Ed, he says, we will not make the playoffs at this pace, period. No. You finally got over the hump of winning back-to-back games, but you're not over the hump of giving away games. Like, if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, which we're so far away from them, they know how to win games. The 49ers are the biggest fourth-quarter frauds in the NFL. The defense can't stop anybody in the fourth quarter at all. Haven't all season. Well, like, they suck. Nick Sorensen sucks. Our offense, what happens? We don't do anything in the fourth quarter, really at all. We got that one touchdown to Juwan Jennings, which was awesome. That was great. But then after that, you just needed one more first down. Right here, Raphael, we needed one more first down. In that second down play, the 49ers have the lead. You're up 4 points. We call a pass play, which was a decent pass play behind Deebo, stops the clock. How many points were left on the board whenever they got it? Yeah, 19 seconds. 35 seconds of the play clock. You just run the ball, keep the clock running. That last play doesn't even happen. You force it beforehand. But the mismanagement of the clock by Kyle Shanahan, I like the aggressiveness, and everybody always complains that Kyle's too conservative. You're up 4. With a little over 4 minutes left, you stop running the ball and you kill the clock on your own. You kill the clock on your own. Yeah, Kyle, right here. Below average team. That is factual. I'd say this. The 49ers are an average team, but if you do not have a huge lead going into the fourth because you're so soft, because you're so poorly coached on defense, you're going to lose this game. We've seen it. Chiefs did it to us. Rams did it to us. Every team in our division has done it to us. Offense, you've got to jump ahead. Defense can't stop anybody late. God, I'm pissed, man. Right here. Bobo, thank you. What's Brandon Staley's role besides getting the check? It's turnovers. That's what he does, which we're great. We got a turnover. So Brandon Staley's job, if it's the turnover circuit, actually held true. He did his job. That was awesome. But outside of that, who knows? Yeah, they never answer those damn questions, and it's so freaking frustrating. Ah, I'm pissed. There are times where I'm just, like, more mad than a fan, and I understand that. And I see all the Fire Kyle stuff that shows up after every single loss ever. I understand that. This year is not lost, but it sure as hell feels that way. The demeanor of the 49ers fans here was just, are you kidding me again? Like, you are now systematically creating new ways to lose games. Special teams, check. Defense, fourth quarter, check that box every time. Offense going inept in the fourth quarter, check. Yeah. Penalties, awesome. Yeah, we're poorly coached. We lose the penalty battle every single game. Where the 50-50 calls go our way, they did not. But it's just like, man, you keep providing these opportunities to not win. Like, good teams find ways to win. The 49ers this year find ways to lose games consistently. That's what it is. And now you got to scrap it out. Good news, you still got a Rams game. You still got a Cardinals game. And it, like, you just gave life to the Seattle Seahawks and fighting Geno Smith, which is just complete dog trash, but whatever. Like, you should have won that game. But the coaching, the players, the execution, I just don't understand when things are tough why this 49ers team just lays down week after week. Things are difficult. Let's quit. Let's watch Geno Smith march down the field on an 11-play drive, back-to-back quarters. That's huge. The offense needs a lot of criticism. We're going to go through the film. We're going to break it down. We're not going anywhere. Shows we keep running, baby. The Niners season, yeah, you get into the playoffs, maybe you get hot, but where you are now, geez, man. And how important is George Kittle? Good Lord. That dude disappeared. You know, obviously he didn't play today. This offense sucks. It sucks without him. Now, we are going to be in Buffalo, which I'm really, really excited about in 2 weeks. 49ers invasion, win, lose, or draw. We show up. We don't care, baby. So get your tickets, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. We're going to be at the Rec Room from 2 to 8 p.m. the day before the Buffalo game. And then we have our tailgate set up, which is going to be incredible. Literally one block away from the stadium. Unlimited drinks, food, you name it. You want it, you get it. Go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com to get your tickets. And guys, I'm sorry. I'm mad. I'm pissed. Ugh. The film's going to make me more mad because I know the 49ers should have won this game. Just, we have two terrible coordinators, special teams, defensive coordinator. So two out of three are awful. And we have three out of five horrible offensive linemen. Those are my two biggest takeaways. Your offensive line sucks because you haven't invested in it and you settled on mediocrity. Literally settled on players that are not good football players. Aaron Banks, not good. Jake Brendel, not good. Colton McKivitz, not good. Not good. They're not good. And two terrible coordinators that have no business calling plays in the NFL, Brian Schneider, Nick Sorensen. And that's where we are. And that's all on Kyle. That is all on Kyle. Should Kyle Shanahan be fired? No. No. I still don't think that's true. Damn. He's responsible for all that. You're coaching it or you're letting it happen. Today sucks. Lick your wounds. Be pissed off. Don't take it out on others. Have a drink for me. I love you guys. And as always, man, sometimes I say and it's hard to say, but till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. One in five people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.